It's usually a swipe left too, because we all know what that usually means now. I think the fact
don't want to date Trump voters. Men don't want to date Trump voters. Men who love Donald Trump struggle on the dating
market. Oh, 100%. If we see a man who says he's conservative, it is an automatic swipe left. It does not matter what he looks like. And me personally at this point, if I see a man listed as moderate as well, it's usually a swipe left too. Because we all know what that usually means now. I think the fact that conservative men absolutely refuse to listen to women when we try to explain to them why we don't want to date conservative men, and then they choose to proceed to be conservative, and then immediately complain that they're confused as to why women don't want to date them, and they don't know why, is an ironic, perfect embodiment of like the lack of critical thinking and self-awareness. You know, like the ability to step outside of your own experience and listen to others. That the conservative party embodies as a whole, making a lot of women, like me, not want to date them. And a lot of this is trending in the news right now because the Conservative Party is about to launch their new dating app called The Right Stuff, in which I'm willing to bet every penny that I've ever made that the usership of this app is going to be about 90% men and 10% women with Lynn as the second part of their name. And I know the immediate complaint is always y'all are so close-minded to anything, which embodies a lot of irony coming from the right alone. But that's not true. One of my best friends used to be moderate, and our friendship ended for different reasons, kind of. But a lot of his close friends were conservative men, so anytime